Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav, 13:6. We continue to discuss halachas of Miyan to some extent, but here this Mishnah will revolve around a topic that's perhaps unfamiliar, which is called the principle of a yesoma, an orphan, b'chai ha'av, during the lifetime of her father. Now that term, which is not to be taken literally, is referring to a girl who, although her father is still alive, she has no way to get married anymore, at least on a Doraisa level. And the situation is that when a girl is, until she's 12 years old, so she lacks the sufficient das as a minor to herself effect a marriage, but her father can effect one on her behalf. However, if she gets married through the father's power, so he marries her off to Mr. A, and then Mr. A divorces her, so with that divorce, she gets the authority, the exclusive authority, to decide who she marries in the future. Her father has no further authority over her. However, if she is still not yet a bat mitzvah, so she's too young herself to effect marriage. That means she simply cannot get married because her father's not empowered to do so, and she's not able to do so because she's too young. So that woman is, a girl, I should say, is like a yesoma, like an orphan, even though her father's still alive, because she has no way to get married, like an orphan girl who has no father to marry her off anymore. Now, that's the issue here. Let me read this Mishnah. I'm going to not explain it in full till we get to the end of the Mishnah, because really, to understand the first half of the Mishnah, you need to understand the second half first. So here we go. It says, Hamagarsha Sa'isha. If one divorces his wife, this is a regular man and a woman, they're both 20 years old, he divorces her, Vehechzira, and then he remarries her, which is permitted, as we said before, provided there's no intervening marriage. So Mr. A just takes back his wife, and then Mr. A dies, leaving his wife for Yibum. So you might have thought that since she's already been divorced from him once, and a brother may not marry his brother's ex-wife, you might have thought Yibum is forbidden. Because you might have thought Reuven married this girl, then divorced her, now Reuven's brother Shimon can never marry her, including through Yibum. But that would be a wrong thought. In fact, if Reuven takes this girl back, this woman back, and then he divorces her, and he dies childless, so she falls to Yibum like any woman, and that's what it says here, Muteris Liyavam, she's permitted to even have Yibum done with her late husband's brother. Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you can't. Now, why Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you can't, why they can't do Yibum anymore, just hold that thought. I'll explain it after I get to the end of the Mishnah. We'll go and do it a second time through. V'chein, and similarly, Hamagarsh es hayesoma. If one's married to a girl who is an orphan girl, so this girl now is not yet bas mitzvah, her mother or her brother married her off to this man, so they have a rabbinic marriage, and then he divorces her, so now she's rabbinically divorced, she considers a grusha, as we said in the previous Mishnayos. Vehechazira, if he takes her back, so they're married all over again, and they're still married on a rabbinic level, because although a girl is not allowed to marry herself off as a minor, either she can rabbinically, perhaps her father's dead, or if not, if she can't, then certainly her brother or mother could do it for her. So the point is, she remarries a second time. So both the first marriage and the second marriage are both rabbinic in nature, but then if her husband dies, so then she falls to Yibum to her brother-in-law, at least rabbinically. And the Mishnah again says, Muteris Liyavam, she's allowed to fall to Yibum to her brother-in-law, because although the marriage was never really a marriage midoraisa, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum midoraisa, there's a marriage derabanan, and the Yibum kicks in. It's a Yibum midorabanan, but remember, since they were never married, there's no reason why this surviving brother can't marry her anyways, because she was never married on the Doraisa level. And therefore, the mitzvah Yibum would kick in, and the brother Shimon would marry his late brother Reuven's widow. Yibum, no problem. Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it is a problem. He forbids it just like the previous case. Again, I'm not explaining why he forbids it. The third case, Ketana Shesua Avia, a girl who gets married off by her father. So she is a minor when she gets married. Her father accepts Kedushin on her behalf. Vinis Garsha, and then her husband divorces her. Kiyesoma b'chai ha'av. Now she is the girl we talked about in the introduction, is a girl who is like an orphan in her father's lifetime. Now, hechazira, if he takes her back, so that means now she comes back still as a minor. Let's say she did it, she effected it herself. That's the simplest way to understand it. So let's say she can do that rabbinically. So that means her first marriage is a doraisa, marriage. It's a regular marriage. Her father accepted Kedushin on her behalf. Her second marriage is only rabbinic in nature. And now, Divrei HaKol Asur LeYavam. Evan agrees that if her husband now dies, she's still a minor, that she cannot do Yibum with her brother-in-law. Why? Because on a Doraisa level, she's been married exactly once and divorced once. The first marriage and divorce. Which makes her forbidden mid-Doraisa to her brother-in-law, because she's Grushas, she's the divorcee of his brother. She did get married a second time, but that second marriage is rabbinic in nature. That certainly can't override the prohibition mid-Doraisa of marrying your brother's ex-wife. And therefore, when he now, the husband, dies, leaving her as a widow, really they weren't married mid-Doraisa, so therefore the iser of the brother-in-law, the Yavam, doing Yibum is still there. Therefore, it would be an iser d'oraisa for him to do Yibum with her. Therefore, everyone agrees that Yibum in such a scenario would be forbidden. So Rabbi Eliezer in the previous two cases held that since we could have a scenario where a girl gets married twice, and the first time is a d'oraisa, the second time is a d'rabbanan, that's the case of Yisoma b'chayav. And in such a scenario, it would be an iser d'oraisa for the Yavam, the brother, to do Yibum with the widow. Rabbi Eliezer says, in the other cases, since they're similar, we won't let them happen. We won't let Yibum happen in those two cases either. He will certainly agree that in the case, the first case, where she was an adult when she got married, so since there's a chi of d'oraisa for Yibum, he'll have to do at least chalitza to set her free. No question about that. But Yibum is forbidden, lest one come to permit the case of this third case of our Mishnah of the Yisom B'chaya of, and same goes for the second case in the Mishnah, where the marriage is rabbinic in nature, but again, we're concerned about the same concern, therefore Rabbi Eliezer forbids it. The halacha, however, does not follow Rabbi Eliezer, it's like the Tanakama, so that means in the first two cases, Yibum is okay, and in the third case, everyone agrees Yibum is not acceptable.